I'm very, very sorry that we got held up in Illinois and lost a couple of hours. But I couldn't help that. But I'm most happy to see all these smiling faces here in this great city, which I understand is the hometown of the chairman here. And also, is this your hometown too, Mr. Winfrey? I want to see you send a
candidate.
What are you candidate for?
General legislature.
Oh, I see. Running for the legislature. Well, yeah, you got a plug by introducing me. I want to see you send Mr. Denton to the Congress, because we must be sure that we have men in the coming Congress that are not looking backward, but looking forward. I understand that you're an agricultural community here. Therefore, your vital interest is at stake in this campaign, for the simple reason that the first thing the Republicans tried to do when they got to Washington, there were three first things they tried to do. They tried to sabotage labor, they tried to sabotage the farmer, and they tried to do away with all our public reclamation and power projects. You're interested in that because I tried to get a steam plant down here in the Tennessee Valley Authority for a standby plant to make that a complete integrated entity down there, and they kept that out of both appropriation bills. In fact, they knocked it out of one and kept it out of the other. Now, the best thing for you to do in your own interest is to go to the polls early on election day and vote for yourselves. And when you vote for yourselves, you vote the Democratic ticket straight, because the Democrats are for the people. The Republicans are for special privilege. I'm extremely sorry that we're so late, so I couldn't stand here and talk to you quite a while. But we must try to make up this schedule, for I have an air broadcast in Louisville, Kentucky, which covers the whole country, and that won't wait. These broadcast days, you can't, even the president can't do as he pleases. I wonder how you'd like to meet my family. Well, here they come, Mrs. Truman and Margaret.
Thank you.